Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. Checking for hip hop, but checking for R&B. Not your head Wednesday, got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest. These plates showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry, declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Arsenia and what, always keep the fellas tuned. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people, for intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop, always current in the news. Wednesday days of 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set a boys L1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the watch, got the loop, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, though the flow don't stop. Got the Cal 1, airwaves don't lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
World today, 18th, a week before Turkey Day, Thanksgiving, that is. Yo, here we are back, another Wednesday, Naja Hair Radio. Your boy L1, a.k.a. Brock G, is in the building. Man, it's just, well, it looks like it's probably going to be me again this week. But either way it go, we ain't tripping. No, we ain't tripping. Man, I got some new music for you guys today. Going to be beating some tight shit tonight. We got Talib, we got Joe Budden, got a little Nas, got a little Nick Grant. That's somebody y'all need to watch out for, man. I'm going to try to see if I can get that brother on the show, man. But yeah, we got some hot shit tonight, man. It's pretty much going to be music and me talking shit. We're going to see if Red going to show up tonight. I don't know. D couldn't obtain anybody for us this weekend. We were supposed to have Big Puns on last weekend. That shit didn't happen. Here we are this weekend. We gonna see what's happening. I don't know, man. It is what it is, man. But we still, you know, kick it as best as we can on the show, and we do what it do. So, yeah, here we are. We got a week, not even a week, man. We got a couple of days before Thanksgiving hits, and it's like, man, the month is just flying by, man. Matter of fact, the whole year is just, I mean, damn, is it still 2:15? It's about to be over, man. We about to be out of here. On with the 2:16, man. Here we are in November, man. of course, you know, they got people out here talking about boycotting Black Friday. No. Maybe, yeah, maybe no. I don't know. I ain't really bad shit this year, man. I need a new TV. But I ain't trying to, you know, fight with the motherfuckers, man, in line and shit like that, elbowing motherfuckers, because I will stomp the shit out of somebody Black Friday, man. It's just how I feel sometimes, man, because you pull me, man, trying to get a raggedy-ass TV, that's your ass. But, yeah, Black Friday coming up, Thanksgiving coming up. Brother's birthday is coming up, November 30th, man. Sagittarius in the building, man. We doing it, man. Scorpios, get your fuck out of here. It's Sagittarius time. Yeah. End of November through December, man. That's what's up, man. Sagittarius, the horse man, the horse woman. Half man, half horse, man. That's what's up. Man, a lot of stuff been going on lately. Of course, you know, in the news, we're going to talk about the obvious shit. My homie coming out fucking AIDS and shit. I can't even remember the dude's name right now. It's been all over the fucking news, man. But, yeah, we're going to talk about that shit. New music, man. We're going to talk about Tribe. We're going to talk about Missy Elliott. You know, just a whole bunch of shit just going on, man, that's out, that's kicking out right now. And, man, that's pretty much it, man. Ain't really shit kicking off, man, other than, you know, us being silly. Yeah, so the latest thing that's going on, man, is, you know, this AIDS controversy. I can't remember. It's right on the tip of my head, too, man. I can't even remember dude's name, man. Hold on, let me look him up. HIV, who came out with HIV? Celebrity. Well, you know what? It's funny, though, that Charlie Sheen, there we go. Yeah, it's funny that he comes out with that at a time when, you know, a lot of people knew he had it. And, you know, with Magic Johnson getting it and, you know, Eazy-E, I mean, he's not the only one that's had it, but, I mean, a lot of people knew he had it. And they kind of kept it quiet. Oh, what the hell happened here? Okay, yeah. Y'all hear that? I'm listening to my damn show. That's what's up, man. But anyway, that was a brain fart moment. I'm sitting here on this laptop and I'm listening to my show at the same time. So, yeah, I mean, it shouldn't become a mystery to anybody, man. If you out there having unprotected sex, man, as much as this cat was, it's nothing negative against the man, but I mean, you know, that's Hollywood, man. You know, who knows who else out there has that shit, man? You know, it's sad that, you know, as wealthy as you are, you still, you know, you foolish enough to play with your life like that. And you know, you've had it since 2011 and you just not coming out. And my opinion on it, my thoughts on it is, I'm like, man, I'm assuming some lawsuits about to come out with this. You know, same thing with, you know, other lawsuits where somebody in the side hand slept with somebody and they didn't know. Because that's pretty much what I've been seeing and reading online, is you got people coming out the woodwork saying that they never knew he had it. And I'm assuming, well, I shouldn't even make some assumptions, but I'm looking at it like, I think he came out because he's got a lawsuit coming up. And he wanted to tell people, or somebody was blackmailing him with telling it, or something like that. You know, you had it all this time, and now you want to come out and open and discuss it. And that's crazy. That's motherfucking crazy, man. It's bananas, man. But, I mean, he ain't the only dude out there that's got it, man. I mean, it's probably plenty more celebrities out there that just ain't saying that. They probably got far less worth shit than what he got, you know. With the money he has, he can sustain himself and, you know, like Magic did, and survive a pretty long time. Apparently, it's there. But, yeah, he ain't the only dude in Hollywood that's come out. He just came out because somebody probably blackmailed him. Because you had it, like I said, if you had it since 2011, and you just now coming out talking about the shit, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, I wish him the best. I hope he, you know, remains healthy. And it seemed like when he was on Good Morning America, it seemed like he was in a good transition. He was in a positive mood. He didn't seem old Charlie Sheenish. You know, old Charlie Sheenish was a party animal that stood, a drunk. He did every drug. You know, at the time when he was out, he was on that two men show. You know, he had these things, these chicks called the goddesses and all that. So I don't know, man. Like I say, it's probably going to come out, but that's the biggest news that's been kicking out as of lately. And, that's all we've been talking about, other than the shit that's going on in France, well, that went on in France. Sad situation there, but that's another topic for another day. I mean, you know, they ain't the only people that have terrorists and everything, and that's not the only terrible. I mean, it's terrible, but it's not the most fucked up thing that's happened in the world. But it kind of tripped me out too, with the people on Facebook, how they took the French flag, you know, as a show of support. And you know, as usual, I don't know why motherfuckers are surprised by this, how the news, you know, doesn't speak of other terrorist acts, but they speaking on this shit. You know, it's other shit that has happened and everything, and I'm not saying it takes away from whatever is going on in their country, but at the same time, it, you know, it's the same fucking thing all over, man. It ain't just Paris, man. I mean, shit, it's terrorism everywhere, man. You know, in Africa, all type of shit happened, man. And they just overlooked that shit to talk about Africa and everything. You know, the little girls that were kidnapped by that one African terrorist organization, man, they just now going home. Wasn't shit about that on the news. They just now getting home. They ain't send nobody over there to find them girls, man. You know, and it's just now getting news, man. I don't know what to say, man. I'm at a loss for words, man. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to go into some music. And we're going to come back, man. I'm going to hit y'all with this Prime, man. If y'all didn't pick up Royce da 5'9" and Primo's album, man. If y'all didn't get that, man, y'all missed out. Matter of fact, it's a lot of good albums that have come out 2015. I'm way ahead of myself, man. Brain fart. But yeah, it's a lot of good shit that came out, man. But I want y'all, I'm going to play him a little bit later, man. I want y'all to check out this dude, Nick Grant, man. He's got a joint out here called Royalty. It's him and Sci-Hi the Prince. I'm going to play that a little bit later, man. But yeah, it's a lot of shit that's come out, man, that we have not heard. And I'm going to make sure y'all hear it. So with that being said, man, I'm going to kick this off, man. We're going to kick in the prime, man. If y'all didn't get this album, matter of fact, this album came out last year. It's a Primo and Royce da 5'9" collabo, Detroit's finest. Man, check this shit out, man. It's pretty dope, man. I got some other shit for y'all tonight, but we going to go into this, man. So, nod your head.
Yo, where that other one at? I like this one. Let it go, Prince. Z06 vet, gripping, feeling almost there. Listening to Bon Jovi, rolling, living on a prayer. Privy to the gossip that's been said about me constant. It's the life and times of Bumpy Johnson meets Nucky Thompson. I used to rap about death, now I'm only concerned to live. I value relationships still, I keep it competitive. Nowadays, chances are that if you see me throw the match, it ain't to lose the fight, it's to walk away from a burning bridge. I'm from a family of alcoholics and coke addicts. Daddy taught me if the ass is so fat, it's a fact that if you with your hoe, don't matter, it's still appropriate to scope at it. Living life with no balance, driving drunk on co-pilot, driving till I tow talent. I'm trying to stay afloat, but I got nobody to throw a rope at it. The game is just a game of splits and politics with no ballot. All kind of clips with more malice than pushing. If you profiling, it'll probably be more violence than looking. I'm so stylish, but I ain't talking eBay. No high fashion either. If you catch me by the runway, it's the one that's for the PJ. This one is for my lyricist, courtesy of my DJ.
I can't control it, can't hold it, it's so nuts. I hustle hard in any hustle that you pick. I respect that.
I done had a lot of niggas say they wanna hurt me. So hustle, wait, and just end up at my mercy. Just show some courtesy.
Hell yeah, nigga, you know, nigga still got it.
Need that shit. I got killers round the way, ready to move that work for me. Niggas wanna ride my way, bitches wanna serve for me. All I want is courtesy, who cares about the radio? And you can take the cassette deck from off of your old boombox and it wouldn't matter, it's still squares on your radio. To keep your wealth, I learned to stay to yo self. I call for charge, tell him spray paint a mural in Watts. With me spray painting the mural of Miracle Watts. Shout out to Michael, 5,000 watts. I'm on that lean movement like I'm out here trying to box. Look, nigga, this is a boss thing. Meaning you get in the laid dot to your offspring. I'm a lost being. Try to cross me without falling off, I'm afraid not. I'm afraid not like a drawstring. I'm preaching to the congregation like I'm Peter Popoff. If you can imagine me hopping up out of the cabin like I'm one of the Dukes of Hazzard. Like fuck it, lead the top off like time for foreplay. That last line that was before ya, time like Big Ben sitting in Beyonce doorway. While I'm receiving Four Seasons Norwegian top in Norway. Listening to rappers kick knowledge that they probably got from Torre. These Michael Eric Dyson niggas claiming they king, not knowing the kind of drama that that bring. I'ma be the first established rapper to hop in that battle rap ring. Turn at the Gatling. My next album gonna be so dark and so fly, I should CD package it wrapped in bat wings. Be so trained, music award actors, rock fakers, wrestling. Dressed bottom to top in leather, looking like bacon and Vaseline. How you looking like beef jerky, beefing in every verse, but never beefing in person? Randy Savage, you wouldn't snap a Slim Jim. You wouldn't rip a rapping on Christmas in Santa's attic with the hands of Eddie Scissors and you average. Put your motherfucking hands up. My job is to move the crowd, move the motherfucking crowd. Put your motherfucking hands up.
I respect that.
Prime.
Like a boxer, wife beater by Fila. Luke Rigno on the Schwarzenegger type. CeeLo, stay chisel, check your paper, nigga. Bring the bar to your chest, then push it up harder than the rest. Stay chisel, precisely cup, sharp the fuck. You thought this was a game, we came to charge you up. So take it to the brain, lay peoples. Know how to throw them things. Swift on them toes, knockout blows, so stay chiseled.
Hey yo, Nas, I was telling them niggas on the Ave the same shit the other day.
Right, right.
Kids gotta stay sharp.
No doubt.
Or stay chiseled.
Yo, performing chest naked. I'm looking sharp for the peoples, not in my physical form. Strong thoughts, I'm cock diesel, brolic with knowledge, so flow with me. Intelligence benching, 4,000 and 450, light a dumbbell L. Inhale and hear the lunch bell ring, sweating. Working up an appetite setting. Mental calisthenics got my mind stretching, then I release it. Have my whole frame bulging under diamond pieces. Take the weight of the world on my shoulders, I hold it. So I consume most of pain for my niggas I roll with. Cause see the streets ain't no Gold's Gym, Poppy. And if I feel it going down, then my niggas will spot me. Without the mind, the body weight don't even mean nothing. Let's take three brothers and put them in the bing or something. Who's gonna survive, the wise man, the fool, or the warrior? Well, if all of their minds are chiseled, then all of them stay chiseled like a box of white feeder by Fila. Luke Ferrigno, Arnold Schwarzenegger type CeeLo. Stay chiseled, check your paper, nigga. Bring the bar to your chest, then push it up harder than the rest. Stay chiseled, precisely cup, sharp the fuck. You thought this was a game, we came to charge you up. So take it to the brain, late peoples. Know how to throw them things, swift on them toes, knockout blows. So stay chiseled. I stay proper from my head to my feet. I dead the red meat, the best weed. I dead the stress from chicks, so now I'm stress free. Cause life's too short for heartaches, let's fucking party. Buy trucks and Ferraris, drive across the globe, why not? Sick of the same spot, move to the next. It's real niggas everywhere, bigger business plans, bigger connects. Every woman to one man is 10 to 1. Without the feeling of someone making you scared to get up and run, it's called escaping, the mental raping. How can the mind grow when you stagnant around dudes who too slow? My brother's trifling, pushing cars the color of lightning. Read the writing in my skin, it spells God, son. There'll always be another coming up. A killer got a mom, son, that's why his luck is never running up. She prays for him. He's taking over your position, love, doing what you used to do, being who you was. Stay chiseled like a box of white feeder by Fila. Luke Ferrigno, Arnold Schwarzenegger type CeeLo. Stay chiseled, check your paper, nigga. Bring the bar to your chest, then push it up harder than the rest. Stay chiseled, precisely cut, sharp the fuck. You thought this was a game, we came to charge you up. So take it to the brain, late peoples. Know how to throw them things, swift on them toes, knockout blows. So stay chiseled, reduce fat rap. No calories in my mentality, no sugar, no starch. The pull-ups is hard, but get money. Breathe out your nose, start with light weights. Wheat bread instead, no carbohydrates. Building my stamina, I'm a rep for the hood. Plumper than last summer, stomach stretched from the grub. Good living, good women, them sexist straight stallions. Bow-leg stances, go-head handsome. Knuckle game is like Ruben Hurricane. Dancing music for the brain, y'all dudes will never see me down. Reading everything, books and body language. The Bowie, Bowen and Chavis, Asada, John Hope Franklin, Angela Davis. Keep your chest up, head straight, eyes to the center. In your worst situation, gotta rise, you a winner. So if I'm down to my last dime, cowards will never know. Cause yo, my shit is solid, remember yo. Stay chiseled like a box of white feeder by Fila. Luke Ferrigno, Arnold Schwarzenegger type CeeLo. Stay chiseled, check your paper, nigga. Bring the bar to your chest, then push it up harder than the rest. Stay chiseled, precisely cut, sharp the fuck. You thought this was a game, we came to charge you up. So take it to the brain, late peoples. Know how to throw them things, swift on them toes, knockout blows. So stay chiseled.
Ah, Lord Professor, stay chiseled. That's an old school joint right there, man. That was Nas in his prime, man, when he was still fucking with Large Pro. And he's still fucking around, but, you know, Nas, gonna be Nas. Red, what's up, girl? Where you been?
I've been outside in that rain trying to make it. Hell, it's flooding around here.
Oh, y'all got flooding down there, man? What? Man, what's going on, man? Didn't y'all...
raining some more and then rain again. I'm like, okay, we didn't have enough rain.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they talking about snow up my way. You talking about 3 to 6 inches this Saturday, man. So.
No, well,
I don't
hopefully
know,
it ain't
man, but
raining
I mean, it,
then. Because y'all get cold weather, we get ice.
You know what, but you know, I ain't even tripping about the cold weather so much. I ain't probably seeing that till maybe like by January or something like that. But, you know, snow don't normally come until after Thanksgiving, a little bit before Christmas hit, you know. The cold weather here in Illinois, in my opinion, doesn't hit until like January and February. That's when we start getting that stupid shit, you know. But the snow don't bother me too much, especially now since I live in an apartment and everything, you know. So I ain't actually got to go out there and shovel shit, but... You know, now I ain't even tripping. I'm good. What's your take on that whole Charlie Sheen thing? What you think about that shit, man?
I think that's why Charlie Sheen was acting a damn fool 4 years ago with that Two and a Half Man stuff, because he found out then that his ass was on was burnt up. But I mean, what do you expect?
He's talking about how he got it from them prostitutes. It's speculation, man, that homie is allegedly bisexual, but I don't know, man. You know, in Hollywood, a whole bunch of weird shit happens out there, you know. But, I mean, I do know he was on some freak shit when he was talking that goddess shit. He was with some porno hoes, you know, and he was playing a lot of money, you know, for prostitutes. So, I mean, and then, you know, they was talking about his ass, you know, where he was like, he didn't like to wear condoms and shit.
Right.
He liked to wear lamb scam and all that.
You pay extra on the table.
But yeah, I'm like, dude, man, what's wrong with
you? You get what you pay for.
Yeah. Well, he paid
literally.
For it. You ain't lying about that. He paid for
it. Literally, boy. So he should have been. And this is what I don't understand, why celebrities will start paying people to keep them quiet and then turn around and come out the box and just admit it. And if that's the case, you might just admit it from the get-go. Don't be trying to force it in there. You might just forget it from the get-go. And just come out with it. So he's still gonna.
I honestly believe, though, I honestly believe he came out with that because of a lawsuit, he got blackmailed. Somebody was gonna drop the bag on him because you didn't had it since 2011, and now you decide to come out with it like people give a shit.
I'm tired of paying.
You know. Yeah, you know, that could be it. I mean, you know, somebody wrangled him into doing that because he hasn't really been doing much, and he has been kind of, you know, quiet and shit, you know, since the show went off the air and all the foolishness he was doing on the show and everything, you know, drinking and acting crazy and all that. And you're probably right. That could have been a reason why that shit went down the way it did on the show and everything, man. I mean, he's a good actor, you know, don't get me wrong. You know, everybody's a jerk at some point. I've been guilty of it. But, yeah, that, you know, the psychological issues with knowing that your ass has an incurable disease or allegedly incurable disease, because we'll never know. The money's in the comeback. You already know that. But, yeah, to know that you have an incurable disease like that, and, you know, that'll push anybody over the edge and shit. And then on top of that, the amount of women he done laid up with that aren't sure that they might have it. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit lies dormant in your system for a long time before you actually know you got it.
Unless you done got that killer thing.
Yeah, I don't know, cuz. I don't know.
They said in 2017. They said there's a cure. They're going to release it in 2017. We'll see what happens.
Shit, they're going to have to, because it's getting to people that matter. You know, when the shit, I don't give a fuck what nobody says. The shit was created. You know, you've never heard of this fucking disease until like around the end of the like 70s and shit, and the early 80s, and the shit just blew up. I refuse to believe that shit was caused by monkeys. I don't know if it's AIDS or HIVs, but I refuse to believe that shit was here. You never heard about that shit in the 50s, 60s. You didn't hear about this shit till the late, you know, early 80s and shit. And it was tearing, you know, the homosexual community up. It was tearing the black community up, Hispanic community up. And it only became a problem, in my opinion, sorry, white people, when they started contracting it. So, I mean, that's pretty much when it really becomes an issue for anything. Whenever it starts happening to colorful people, that's when it's an epidemic, you know. When it starts happening to their children, when it starts happening to prominent figures and shit, that's when they're concerned, oh, we need to do something about this shit because now we got it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I could care less, you know, really about all of, you know, other controversy behind it, but at the same time, you got to look at it and be like, damn, you know, this shit just popped up. I was an early teen in the 80s, man. You know, I remember hearing about it in grade school when it first popped up, and they was talking about it and telling you how you could prevent it and everything, and then they tried to make it a homosexual's disease, you know. So, but like I say, once it spreads into other areas, into other, you know, possible people and everything like that, that's when it becomes a problem and we have to figure out what to do with it or do about it and shit. So I don't know, man. But, yeah, I think there's more behind the story for him to come out. You've been silent for 4 years, and just like I said, now you want to come out with it. I ain't buying it. But, you know, to each their own, he'll be all right. He'll be all right. Another thing people was talking about was the Billboard recently released the top 10 greatest rappers of all time. And there were a lot of people sore about it. Snoop Dogg was sore about it. A lot of other rappers. Snoop was kind of verbal about it. He's the first one I saw really say anything about it and everything. And a lot of people was pissed that Pac didn't make the list. But I'm going to read the list. If you hadn't heard the list, yeah, Billboard released their top 10 MCs. If I can find the shit, damn. I'm so unprepared. All right, here we go. Billboard's top 10 MCs. All right. Number one on the list, I don't exactly say he should be number one, but he should be on the list. And number one on, come on, computer, down. Get to the nitty gritty. Okay, number one on the list is Notorious B.I.G. All right. That's who they got number one. No, I could have said that without having scrolling down, but yeah, that's who they got as number one. And Notorious B.I.G., I ain't even gonna front. He was a great MC. Time he came out, and I was around when he was, you know, he was there. I was around in 94 when, you know, Ready to Die came out. I was there when he came out with Junior Mafia, you know, and I was alive and kicking when he passed in 1997. I was in college when he passed. You know, this is around the same time when that whole O.J. Simpson shit was going on and the whole East Coast versus West Coast shit was going on, and B.I.G. passed. So, yeah, you know, I can go with Notorious B.I.G. being on the list, but I can't go with him being number one. But I'll take it. I'll accept him being on the list. Okay, so number one, they got B.I.G. Number two, they got Jay-Z. I would have to say Jay-Z would have to be number five. I can't see him being number two. He was thirsty. He was hungry. He came out. He did his shit. But I can't take him for number two, man. I ain't taking nothing away from this flow. I'm a Jay-Z fan. But to me, a lot of people ain't going to agree with me with this shit. But Jay-Z pretty much picked it up after Pac and Nas passed. I mean, and he was biting a lot of flows. And a lot of people ain't going to admit that shit. But if you're true to this, you realize, man, Jay-Z did bite a lot of shit. Jay-Z did steal a lot of flows. He picked up a lot of styles. Stop playing, okay? Now, that being said, he's not a bad MC. You know, he does have a lot of commercial shit. He dude made some money. I can't trip. I mean, he's kept steady. You know, a lot of shit I didn't get with, a lot of shit I did, but I ain't gonna front. You know, that first LP, Reasonable Doubt, I can't front. I got two copies of the shit, so I can't trip. So he's number two. We got now, after number two. Okay, I knew he was coming up. You already know what I'm about to say, Red.
Oh, God.
Eminem. Number three. All right, let me say this. In his right to passage, I cannot lie, Eminem is a great fucking MC. He can be a GOAT, a greatest of all time. He's not a number three. All right? I will put him, and the only reason he's not a number three, only reason he's on the list, I mean, there were other white MCs out before Eminem. You had Everlast, you had the Beastie Boys, you had Third Base, you know, Everlast is part of House of Pain, for those who didn't know. Everlast used to be with Rhyme Syndicate, Ice-T's label. That's how old I am, how far back I go. But anyway, there were other MCs out before Eminem. Eminem just got lucky, A, because he was from Detroit, B, well, you know what, A don't even matter because he was from Detroit, B, because Dre found him and co-signed on him. You see what I'm saying? If Dre had not co-signed Eminem when he came out, Who knows what would have been? I'm not going to say he probably would have been as great as he is now, but if Dre would not have co-signed for him and put him in the forefront the way he did, there would be no Eminem. I'm gonna put it out there. You may not agree with me. You may agree with me, but, you know, there would be no Eminem if Dre had not found him. And that's my truth, you know. And on top of that, like I said, they put a lot of emphasis behind his color. Indeed, Eminem is dope. Red, you know how we used to come back and when we went to the concert and I was on stage with the motherfucker, I got pictures with the motherfucker when he was bleach blonde, you know, and he was out there at House of Blues and shit. So I ain't taking shit away from him and everything, but, you know, I don't, you know, that's Billboard's top 10. He wouldn't have been in my top 10, at least not number 3. I would have put him at a far 6 or some shit or 7. But he's good. I ain't going to trip. He's good. Now, who should have been number 1 to me? Rakim. Everybody be like, man, why everybody got a hard dick for Rakim? Why everybody sitting over, you know? Let me tell you something. When Rakim came out in 87 with Eric B., Rakim Paid Full album, that album was before its time. Rakim was before his time. His flow was before his time, man. What nobody at the time when Rakim came out was rhyming like Rakim. Nobody. And I know because I was there. You ask anybody in my circle, I was there. I was an avid tape collector. I collected tapes, had tapes for days. I was there. Rakim was before his time. Rakim and Big Daddy Kane were before their time, period. And I'm surprised Big Daddy Kane ain't in this list. But like I said, this is Billboard's list. It is what it is. But yeah, Rakim, man, if you don't know nothing about him, man, pick up that Paid in Full album and then get the second album, man. I can't remember the name of the shit. It's on the top of my brain. But the second album with Follow the Leader, Microphone Fiend, all that right there, dude was before his time. The flow was just extraordinary. If he'd have came out a little bit in the 90s with that, and the way he was rhyming and shit, man, with different production at the time, man, you crazy, man. He should have been number 1. I can't even lie. That's my number 1. So number 4 was Rakim. Notice I'm starting backwards with this shitty too. Nas, yeah. Nas should have been in there. I ain't even going to front. Illmatic, Large Professor, put him on Live at the Barbecue with that and Stretching Barbito. If y'all ain't listen to New York radio stations and shit online, Stretching Barbito, they also got a documentary. I will talk about that a little bit later. It played out here in Chicago, and I missed it. But if you could purchase that shit, get that shit. Stretching Barbito introduced some of the prime premier MCs of our time, of those decades, from the 90s until their show went off the air. They introduced some of the best MCs that, you know, they had to offer at the time. And they were on their show, they was doing freestyles and all that good shit. So Stretching Barbito, Sway and Tech in L.A., it was plenty out there. So, Nas, I would have to put him at 4. I guess I would have to put him at 4, yeah. And who else they got over here? Andre 3000, okay. I know why they did this. And it's kind of a slap in the face to Big Boy, but I know why they did this. Now, when Outkast came out, them niggas was straight pimp, G'd up. You remember when? Mm-hmm. When they first came out, they was straight. They was straight pimp, G'd up. Talking about Cadillacs and shit. That first album was Pimp Southern Playalistic. You know, and the only reason, in my opinion, I really believe that they put Andre 3000 in was to represent the South. Cause Big Boy, he alright. He ain't bad. He's not bad. I'll say it like that. He's not bad. But, you know, both of them together, Andre really ain't that great to me. Now, it's somebody else, whatever. But Andre is not that great to me. He's on the list. Yeah, he's different. You know, he's different, and I think they did it to be, you know, correct just to add somebody into from the South. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's been around for some interesting story I heard a while back about Andre 3000 and Outkast, Big Boy. You know, they had a chance to be on the Super Bowl halftime show. They had a chance to be on last. Andre passed on. He didn't want to do it. Do you know how much money they could have made just from being on the Super Bowl alone?
Well, yeah, better than
Andre. I have no idea. But they got Katy Perry and Missy Elliott that year. And they could have had Outkast. Outkast was that. I don't know what was going on with that whole deal. But you know what? I may she rest in peace. His mama passed. He ain't been right since. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you ain't really heard nothing about him either. You know, he just got tired of the scene. He got tired of rapping. Who knows? Speculation. But yeah, they passed on the Super Bowl, and they could have been on the Super Bowl, man. The Super Bowl halftime. And that shit didn't work out. So, yeah, they got Andre as number 6.
Mm.
Okay, I knew why they did this. And actually, I can respect this. Number 7 is Lauryn Hill. I can respect it.
Okay.
I can eat this. Lauryn Hill, part of the Fugees and shit. At her time, she was stellar. Now, if I had a choice between Heather B., Lauryn Hill, Bahamadia, MC Light. There were some spit kickers, man, out there, man. That, you know, spit kickers. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Prince Paul. It was some spit kickers out there, man. Females that didn't sell sex, but like straight lyrics. You know, Bahamadia was part of Cream Commodore Gangstar Foundation. Yeah, she was cold. Queen Latifah, Flavor Unit, you know. Cold. Lauryn Hill gets to mention, though. I mean, I would prefer her over Nicki Minaj or the current, you know, even Lil' Kim, even though she had ghostwriters and shit, because she really wasn't writing that shit. But, yeah, I would prefer her over the current.
Yeah, you
would tell
she wasn't writing her shit because of Biggie passed. Her shit changed.
Yeah, it went down the shitter. She had other people ghostwriting it. I know Lil' Skeez ghostwrote her shit. But, yeah, you know, it went down the crapper. But yeah, number 7 is Lauryn Hill. She's a little bit cuckoo now, you know. But you know, I guess after you know the situation with her and Wyclef, and you know, they don't say it's Wyclef, but it was fucking Wyclef.
You know,
they don't talk about that shit too much, man. We gonna stop at 7. So I'm gonna give y'all some more music and shit to listen to, and. We're going to be back, but I want y'all to hear this dude, man. I heard him. I was listening to Sirius XM, you know, because I listen to that shit on the regular now as opposed to regular radio, even though Sirius is turning the shit. But, they turned into radio, too. They turned into radio, you know, commercial radio, too. But anyway, this guy, Nick Grant, he's got a joint with Sci-Hi the Prince. For those who are familiar with Sci-Hi the Prince, he's on Kanye's label, and this is the guy to look out for, man. This dude is tight, man. They got this joint called Royalty, and I'm going to let you hear Gold Chains. He's got 3 joints on here, but I'm going to let you hear these 2. If we got time, we'll play some more shit, but check this dude out. Look out for Nick Grant. So, now you hear it.
All right.
The billboards built for. I live a life that niggas kill for. I can barely pay my bills, but my record's still on Billboard. The greatest story never showed. Like the 100 points that Will scored. And spot dates is not a real tour. Being rich is like a waitress in the club, boy, you're still poor. I ain't your average thug on the curb, selling doves of the herb. Plenty fist fights left with blood on my shirt. My partner baby mama was my ex-girlfriend, but I was in love with her first. Me beefing over cattle, fuck what you heard. Y'all spill champagne, I spill my guts on the verse. My presence is a criminal gift. The only bitch I ever chased is Queen Elizabeth. Roosevelt. Whoever knew that prison was a business trip? They could ship a man to the pen all because of penmanship. I had a bunch of old schools, nigga, different whips, rolling in something from the 60s with a kitchen crew. He said, even though we ain't blood, I love you like a brother, but that bitch in the skirt can get you killed. I never came in this game for the fame, fame, but we in for meals, children milk, nigga.
Do you know what I mean? When your bloodline came from the king, my regime, to elite, so it only right that you give me the crown.
Building, somebody alert the landlord. Never fall, niggas know what I stand for. Man, y'all, chances limited. Luther Vandross, Stan Ross, take a swing and she take her pants off. I'm from where niggas will sell that shit to their grandpa, where bitches will do the jacking, that's a hand job. Pull a strap, leave them shaking like dance hard. Do the most, I'm in the ghost, balling like Anton. Whole other shit, I'm with your BM, trying to get me the boom daddy, Chris Lover shit. All a nigga got is his word, let's keep the covenant. Fuck the other side like I woke up with my other bitch. My competition got me less worried. Don't make them boys pull up quicker than Steph Curry. And they gon' do it to your dog like it's veterinary. Killing them in my prime, it feel like a lot to carry. Never compare real niggas to Urkel. They switch up like when the real going commercial. Fuck love, these quote unquote real bitches will hurt you. I just tell them having my space is universal. Got the juice, Bishop from Tupac, and even when I can't move, I'm stuck with a few options. That old money, ball like Lou Gossett. You know them boys out in the sticks like boondocking. If Biggie was around, you would barely exist. Me and my niggas pass the bitches like a magic assist. Only the family matters like Harriet Winslow. AK singing like it's married to Swiss. It's me and Prince, nothing's greater than loyalty. All these hotlines can make a bitch order me. Said she heard about the flow and want more of me. Unlike the label, she never fucked me for royalty. King, king, king.
Do you know what I mean? When your bloodline came from the king, my regime, to elite, so it's only right that you give me the crown.
You sell that crack just for Jordans and think you living large. You gave that lame nigga your pussy, then he stole your heart. What can them teachers teach me? Even they living hard. Got all them fucking degrees and still can't get a job. My nigga sub drug dealing, man, that's all he know. And Keisha selling food stamps for a hit of dope. Bitches never come around when a nigga broke. Now she tryna holler at a player like a nigga's coach. Niggas know, spirit of Pac. I'm hot enough to sizzle and pop. My shit is Fresh Prince mixed with the locks. Squeezing your face, and I don't mean when pimples get popped. It's like your girl sleeping around, how I slipped in your spot. Second guessing my future, what will I equal out to? Real niggas don't change, so what do we amount to? It seems when you're down, everybody wanna doubt you. They don't hate you, they just hate they can't be what they love about you. Gold chain. Niggas dying for gold chains. Niggas dying for gold chains. Nigga, we mentally enslaved by gold chains. Do anything to drive a range, nigga. Niggas dying for gold chains. Niggas dying for gold chains. Nigga, we mentally enslaved by gold chains. These rappers say the same shit, no, I don't get it, man. He tell you that you're beautiful, deserve a different man. Saying how he gon' support you and your business plan. But all he wanna do is cut Edward Scissorhands. A twisted man her father was, let that drama go. He touched a steady killer if she let her mama know. What type of father is that? Set up his daughter for trap. He stole your womanhood, ain't even let you borrow it back. A whole new meaning to the apple, don't fall far from the sap. Had him up just to get even, man, what garden is that? You fucked the world up, she dancing to that rolling porn. She out here playing all these niggas like she Martin Lawrence. She ain't no rider, she only ride if the car's foreign. I bet this AR keep her out the middle of harm. How could she trust you in the club? Bustin' sad, but it's a world, nigga. She don't want you anyway. That's daddy's little girl, gold chain. Niggas dying for gold chains. Niggas dying for gold chains. Nigga, we mentally enslaved by gold chains. Do anything to drive a range, nigga. Niggas dying for gold chains. Niggas dying for gold chains. Nigga, we mentally enslaved by gold chains.
Gold chains. gold chain.
Don't leave me broken without these chains and rings. I'm hopeless, don't take them away to keep me noticed. The days of kings are left unspoken.
Don't leave me broken without these chains. It brings up hopeless. Don't take them away to keep me noticed. The days of kings are left unspoken. Oh, niggas dying for gold chain. Yeah, niggas dying for gold chain. Yeah, niggas dying for gold chain. Yeah, yeah, gold chain. Yeah, gold chain. Oh, oh, oh. Niggas die for gold chains.
If you are not bilingual, get the fuck up out of town before we run your ass down. Underground, how I came out. Any nigga try to stop me, let it hang out, let it bang, let it rain out. Woo! Yo soy el Dios, you are Dios, nigga.
I am the God.
Get a nigga chopped up on a Tuesday, while the club going up
on a Tuesday.
This is doomsday, I can have Guadalupe come through and knock down a Trump out of toupee. Woo! Now look at his brains all on the sidewalk. He tucked the 38 and jump on my Skywalker. Woo! I'm rolling. Shotgun, Claudia, Ochoa.
I am
only nigga walking through Sinaloa with the blood red Chuck Taylor's on. And you know when I show up, it's a squad full of killer squad, full of hitter squad, full of niggas that'll pull up, let it bark on a nigga. 106 shots park on a nigga. Street sweeper with the whole block up. No, it's off on a nigga. Got 2 Glock 9, 2 4 5, 2 Desert Eagles, and he fly together side by side. No ego conmigo, tú sabes, amigo. No Tony Montana, mi amigos y kilos. Mi casa, su casa, cuida con el chico. Tú quieres la placa, yo tengo perico.
Ya te dije, juego y fuego.
I am the God. El Chapo.
Woo, 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 woo.
I am the God.
God.
El Chapo.
Woo, 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 woo.
I am the God.
God.
El Chapo.
Woo, 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 woo.
Nigga, I am the God.
Policía, puto, jodiendo todos los días, cabrón, que si ahora tu familia, mátelo, o mi madre y mi tía.
No, yeah, we having technical difficulties with the fucking board again, the hell. Anyway, we're going to play that one again later on tonight, but, oh, maybe not. Yeah, that was El Chapo by The Game. And I had to reboot this fucking studio board, man. I don't know what the fuck, man. Blog Talk, man, as I guess you get the better stabler board studio if you pay for the shit, because right now we on the low budget of studio board, you know, the non-paid version, the free sucker man version. But yeah, yeah, that was El Chapo by The Game. Yeah, the Sucker Man. And then the two previous was Nick Grant with Sci High the Prince Royalty and Nick Grant with Gold Chains. And this is the dude to watch for, man. He's got a Facebook page. Like I said, I came across this cat at work and was riding around and I heard Royalty. And, you know, I did a little bit more searching to see what else he had. Dude is hailing from South California. He's from South Carolina. And now he's in Atlanta, GA. And he's from around your way, Red, even though you're from Chicago, the suburbs of Aurora. But we ain't going to say that. We ain't going to let nobody know that, though. But, yeah, he He's got a fan page. If you guys want to check him out, he's got a fan page on Facebook, Nick Grant Music. And he's got a Twitter. Let me see what his Twitter is. I don't see the shit, but he has one apparently. This guy's pretty good, man. I was impressed by what I heard. I actually heard him also as well on Sway, and they got their little show on XM, on Cyrus XM Radio, and dude was freestyling, man. Dude is a fucking beast. So check out for that cat, man. That El Chapo, I don't know if y'all heard D in the background doing woo. Woo, woo, that was him doing it in the background. Actually, that wasn't, but we like to think it was. Red, you still there? You all right? You on mute?
I'm here.
We still have you?
Yeah, I'm
just, okay, I was just wondering. You got quiet and shit. But, yeah, that was the El Chapo joint. And that was the Nick Grant Gold Chains and Royalty. You can find that shit on YouTube. You can find it on his site. You can find it on SoundCloud. I don't know if he has a natural site other than Facebook, social media sites and everything. But shit, maybe y'all could do some more digging. I'm going to try to see if I can get this cat on the show one day and, just chop it up with him, see what the fuck he about, and we can go from there. anyway, other shit going on, man. Did you see Tribe on, not Jimmy Kimmel, but the other dude on Channel 5. Jimmy. What the fuck is it? He was on Channel 5 on the Tonight Show. But anyway, yeah, they were on there, and they did Can I Kick It? And, they got their 25th album, 25th anniversary album kicking around here. They got remixes with CeeLo Green, J. Cole, and Pharrell. Pharrell did a version of Benito Applebaum, and then J. Cole, I got that. I'm going to let y'all hear that before we close out tonight. He did a version of Can I Kick It. Funny story about Can I Kick It, too. I actually heard it. Ed Lover was talking about it, and Tribe was talking about it. But anyway, when they made Can I Kick It, they was on Jive Records, Jive Entertainment, Zomba Jive, whatever, and they did Can I Kick It, made the album, had it as a single. Tip actually wanted Can I Kick It out as a single before I left my wallet in El Segundo. Wound up having El Segundo came out, and then they had Description of a Fool on the flip side. But anyway, when Can I Kick It came out, Lou Reed was the sample, the bass line, the doom, doom, doom. I know that was a horrible example, but anyway, the way it went down with that sample, RCA Jive didn't get clearance for it. So what happened, Lou Reed was like, okay, I'll let you niggers use my sample. He ain't say niggers, but he might as well. He was cool about it. He said he'll let them use the sample, but he wanted all proceeds from the single to him. So, as you can imagine, Can I Kick It blew the fuck up. Tribe didn't get no money behind that. There was no payment for that single, no royalties, no nothing, because all that shit went to Lou Reed. But, and they agreed to it. But it wasn't Tribe's fault. It was the label's fault for not getting the damn sample cleared. And that was the stipulation in the deal. Yeah, I'll let you keep it. But if you keep it, well, I get all the royalties and shit from. Now, whatever lawyer they had at the time, they could have negotiated, but that's pretty much how you get fucked in the ass with no Vaseline in the industry. That's kind of fucked up because that single blew the fuck up. Can I Kick It? When we was growing up, Red, you know how that shit was beaten.
Mm-hmm,
that shit blew the fuck up. They didn't get no proceeds for that shit. So that's an interesting story that I heard. Tribe discuss. I would love to get them on the show. And I'm kind of wondering, and I'm truly believe that these cats are gonna go and do a tour, and they need to. They need to not just for younger generations, but for the older generations that listen to them. Tribe actually still owes Jive a record. They owe him one more record. But that's part of the reason why they broke up Tribe and why they ain't recorded nothing in a while, because of the contract that they signed with Jive. And regardless, that yeah, they should be straight millionaires, rich out of the fucking world, because the amount of touring they did, the amount of money that was made from that, you know. But that's part of the reason why they left RCA, and also other reasons, you know, I can't really speculate on. But, you know, if you saw the documentary that was done about them, you know, Tribe and Fife had beef. You know, it was a whole bunch of shit. Watch the documentary. You'll see. But anyway, they broke up, and they still have an album that they have to complete for Jive. Me, personally, I say they do the motherfucking album, renegotiate. It's for everybody's interest so they can go on tour. You know, everybody's in their early 40s and shit. Go on and do that shit, man. You know, bite the bullet, go on and get that money, man, while you still can, while we still have members of the group alive, you know. Go on and get that money. See if you can sit at the table, get your good-ass voice, sit at the table, renegotiate the contract. It's in everybody's best interest to do it. I got a feeling they're going to go touring again anyway. The last time we seen them was...
Shit.
Yeah, they might as well go on and go tour, you know.
Oh.
Was it the Jack the Ripper? It was some fucking old-ass concert. My mind is just fading, man. I can't remember shit from nothing now. But anyway, we saw them about like 4 or 5 years ago when they were on tour. And they did their whole album catalog and shit. And a matter of fact, it was on the documentary. Check it out if you really want to see some old Tribe shit and how they got down. You know, Tip and Fife, like I say, Tip could be an asshole, and I never really thought that about him. But you know, that's what happens, man. As you know, your head gets big and shit. It's a whole bunch of backroom shit that I can't even go in. But yeah, check that shit out. But yeah, they got a new 25th anniversary album coming out, and they're saying that they may do that with a few more of their albums. You know, have somebody redo a couple of songs on them. They got a 45 box set coming out too, so all you DJs out there that still use vinyl and shit, scoop that out, because I'm going to get mine. Also, the thing that's happening that it is good for hip hop, man. Guess who's reuniting in the studio for a new album? Who you never thought you was.
Okay, EPMD.
Nah. But they already together, girl. They already together. Leaders of the New School. Leaders of the New School. Busta Rhymes. Yeah, Busta Rhymes, Dinko, Charlie Brown, Milo. All of them getting back together again. They recording in the studio right now. Which I thought they should have buried the hatchet on that a long time ago. And did that. I mean, Busta ain't really been as hot as he could have been since he's been, you know, fucking around with Wayne and them. You know, he signed up with Baby and them.
Is he going to be doing his thing instead of thinking he's Twister? Because I don't like when Busta Rhymes be trying to rap fast and he ain't saying nothing.
I mean, he did pretty good with some of those, you know, like with Gimme Some More and a couple of those. But I think he got lost in transition when he signed up with Baby and Lil Wayne and them on Young Money and everything, because we still waiting for an album to come out for him. You know, the last album he put out, he practically gave that shit away. You know, nobody was checking for it, and he practically gave it away. Now, it wasn't whack. There was some gems on it, but that ain't the Buster we knew. But, you know, as time has shown, a lot of these cats have changed the style for trap drill music and, you know, the drill music collabos and everything, instead of, you know, they're trying to conform for the new generation and everything. That shit ain't going to work out the way you think it's going to work out, but, you know, that's what he did. So, I ain't mad at him. You got to do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. Come on out with it and do what the fuck you got to do. But, yeah, they supposed to be getting back together. They in the studio right now as we speak, making another album. And when it comes, I will have it. I will have some singles off of that motherfucker. I want to hear it myself. Now, I wonder if the style is going to be the same. Is it going to be, you know, boom bap, or is it going to be the shit we hear now? Who knows? You know? If you want to see more of that, Dinko is on Facebook, and he has pictures, you know? And a lot of the motherfuckers are showing their age. They are old. You know, busted and blew up and shit, and Charlie Brown fat than a motherfucker. Dinko fat than a motherfucker. So I mean they showing the age. You gotta realize these motherfuckers are up in the 40s area now, so age is showing. Who else? Man, there's a couple of other people, man, trying to do some shit. I would love to see Farside get back together one last time and do some shit. But, you know, who can say, man? Anyway, I'm going to hit y'all with a few more joints. And we're going to close out. Yeah, we're going to close out tonight. But you know what? I'm gonna hit before we go, man. I'm sitting here looking at shit online. Check out that Creed joint, man. What you think about that Red Dead Creed, the son of Apollo Creed / Rocky movie?
With Fruitvale Station dude. I can't think of his name.
Yeah, that shit looks like it's gonna be good.
It looks like he might. I mean, he's a decent actor, so I think it'll be all right. You know, I just don't know about that.
I think it'll hold.
That's it. Looking all old.
He looked the damn plastic surgery and shit didn't work.
Right. I was going to say, he looked extra old. It went the other way.
Yeah, the plastic surgery wasn't kind.
I check it out because Southpaw, I didn't think it was going to be, but Southpaw was actually good.
Yeah, Southpaw was kind of a tearjerker, man. Old girl slapped the shit out of her daddy when she wound up in that home. And shit, man. She slapped the shit out of it. But it was pretty good, man.
Yeah. It was unexpected. I think Creed's probably going to be like that, too.
That's movies ain't been hitting on shit lately. I saw Spectre. And, you know, I'm a James Bond fan and shit. I saw Spirit shit. I didn't go to the theater per se. You know, I had the laptop hookup. You already know. I ain't spending $30 to go to the movies, man. Fuck that. But, yeah, I had the laptop hookup. It was pretty good, man. But a lot of movies ain't been hitting on shit, man. I'm waiting on the superhero shit to die down because they done got ridiculous with it. Waiting to see what Star Wars going to be talking about. Yeah, see what that's talking about. I'm going to be there. So.
Okay.
But, we'll see. Anyway, we're going to slide out. Yeah, we're going to slide out, and I'm going to hit y'all with some more music, and we will see y'all next Wednesday. Hopefully, D will have somebody for us on the show next week. If not, you just going to hear this shit. It's going to be what it's going to be. So, anyway, nod your head. I'm going to hit y'all with some more music, and we're going to slide the fuck up out of here, man. See you next Wednesday.
All right.
Nod your head. Deuces. Let me hit y'all with this joint.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
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 Can I kick it? Can I kick it?
Yes,
can I kick it?
Yes,
well, I'm gone. Can I kick it? To all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why cuz? Getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living gives a big shrug. I like filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip up a dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
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 Well, I'm going.
Go on, then.
Can I kick it? To my tribe that flows in layers. Right now, fight for the point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythm's quest, it's your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yank your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. It's the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
kilos. 50 per ciento. If you are not bilingual, get the fuck up out of town before we run your ass down. Underground, how I came out. Any nigga try to stop me, let it hang out. Let it bang, let it rain out. Woo! Yo soy el Dios, you are Dios, nigga. I am the God. Get a nigga chopped up on a Tuesday. While the club going up
on a Tuesday.
This is Doomsday, I can have Guadalupe. Come through and knock down a Trump by the toupee. Woo! Now look at his brains all on the sidewalk. He tucked the 38 and jumped on my sidewalk. Woo! I'm rolling. Shotgun, Claudia Ochoa.
I am
only nigga walking through Sinaloa with the blood red Chuck Taylor's on. And you know when I show up, it's a squad full of killer squad. Full of hit a squad. Full of niggas that'll pull up, let it bark on a nigga. 106 shots bark on a nigga. Street sweeper with the whole block up. No spark on a nigga. Got two Glock 9, 2 4 5, 2 Desert Eagles, and he fly together side by side. No ego conmigo, tú sabes, amigo. No Tony Montana, mi amigos, mi kilos, mi casa, su casa. Cuida con el chico, tú quieres la blanca, yo tengo perico.
Ya te dije, es juego y fuego.
I am the God.
God, 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 God.
El Chapo.
Woo, 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 woo.
I am the God.
God, 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 God.
El Chapo.
Woo, 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 woo.
I am the God.
Policía, puto, jodiendo todos los días, cabrón, que si ahora tu familia, mátalo, o mi madre y mi tía. I'm on a private jet with El Chapo, feet up. Sipping Tecate, about to land for the re-up. Fuck them antennas, we ain't got been tracking devices. The feds, they be watching to see us. Niggas wanna see us, check the IG. I'm in a V, throwing blood up like an IV. Don't try me, Dej Loaf with the AK. 600 million, 400 million from Dre Day, Pablo Escobar in my heyday, Bleeding off coke, that's a payday, On a private jet, that's a mayday, In South America, on a vacay, Pee on my snapback, chopping gray, None of these niggas ready for the melee, 100 cal, make his body do the nay-nay. Leave a nigga face worse off than Nay-nay. Yo, I am the God, I've been telling you niggas. I got a bird and a chopper and a trunk and a key, I will sell it to niggas. We can screw it and chop it, machetes on deck, I will sever you niggas. Behind these bars, I'm El Chapo, motorcycle, lot to sell on you niggas.
Escúchame, chinga tu madre, nunca me encontrarás. So para de mirar, no me controla, te controlo, controlo a todos. Me respetan, no se juegan, soy el Chapo y le doy a la hora.
I am the God.
God, 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 God.
El Chapo. Nigga, I am the God.
Yeah.